Hell's gates are open. Get ready to save humanity in Diablo 4, Vessel of Hatred. Continue the saga and carve your own path through Sanctuary's cursed lands with massive updates to character progression, difficulties, and loot systems for powerful demon-slaying action. Unleash fierce skills as you embark on an immersive campaign, tackle new co-op dungeons, and team up with allies using the new Party Finder. Hell awaits you. Get Diablo 4 and the new expansion Vessel of Hatred available now in the Diablo 4 expansion bundle, rated M for mature.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Here's an offer you don't want to miss. For just $3, treat yourself to a Krispy Kreme donut, like their irresistible chocolate donut with sprinkles, and an any size hot coffee or refreshing iced tea. Just three. Whether you're fueling up for the day or just taking a sweet break, this deal is for you. Price and participation may vary. Offer valid December 10th through April 30th, 2025 at participating McDonald's while supplies last. Krispy Kreme and associated trademarks used under license. Copyright 2024 KKDC. Copyright 2024 McDonald's.
The Last Word on Today FM.
It's Tuesday evening, so it is, of course, that time of the week to look at what's happening in the United States. And as always, Cal Thomas, nationally syndicated columnist, and Marion McKeown, US correspondent for my own paper, The Business Post, is with us. Cal, Marion, great to talk to you again. I hope you won't mind, Cal, if I start with Marion, just to take us through the details of the announcement over the weekend by ABC News, the big US TV network, that it is paying $15 million to Donald Trump to end a lawsuit he had taken against them. Marion, US libel laws are thankfully not as strict as they are here, so why are ABC caving in?
Well, I think that the key is in what your last two words there, Ian. They are caving in. In fact, every legal lawyer I spoke to two yesterday, professors who've been all over the airwaves, conservative and liberal airwaves, have said that this is basically just a preemptive fold, that Donald Trump does not have a strong case, or indeed in the case of two legal professors, they said that he has no case at all in this because of the way the judge's remarks were structured in the case, and because of what George Stephanopoulos said at the time at ABC. They just see this as being a preemptive obeisance, and we've seen this. It's not just ABC. Trump, in a press conference yesterday, said he was also going to sue the Des Moines Register, which is a small local paper, because its pollster, who normally has an impeccable reputation, came out with the wrong results. She said she, like every other pollster did in 2016 and 2020, only she said Trump was going to be beaten in Iowa, and he's going to sue them for that, apparently, for publishing that. I don't know how the hell that's a libel. He's always threatening to sue, mind you. But also, we have the Washington Post that pulled a pro-Harris endorsement. We have the LA Times that did the same. We have NBC that has said it's going to float off its cable channels, including the liberal MSNBC, which Elon Musk has threatened to buy and turn it into Fox version 2. So this is, if we see the media acquiescing to Trump to this degree in advance, it really is chilling when you think of what the next 4 years will bring. As I say, nobody thinks ABC had, that Trump had any reasonable case against
because
ABC.
That goes back, this goes to
implicate him.
Sorry to interrupt, and Cal, you bring you in here now, because this goes back to the case from this year where he was found libel in that New York court.
Exactly. Sorry.
Yes, well, I agree with a lot of what Marion says. Things are already changing in the media, which, according to the Gallup poll, is among its lowest ratings in history in the last 40 years, anyway, since they've been taking the polls. She mentioned the LA Times, the Washington Post, both with owners now who are realizing that they need a little more balance in their news coverage and in their opinion pieces. So I think just the attacks on the media, when most people are not believing what many of them say, are ridiculous. I think that ABC did cave. What is funny, though, about it is Trump has said $14 million is going to go to help build his presidential library, which I guess will have a gift shop. That
I don't know how many books will be in it.
Perfume, tennis shoes, T-shirts, and maybe a McDonald's franchise. I don't know. But said $1 million is going to his lawyers, which I guess will only cover part of it. But being a member of the media for for
it's chilling,
of my professional career. It is. It is. And I don't like the his threat to sue the Des Moines Register because of a pollster who claimed that Iowa was going to be won by Kamala Harris by 3 points. The Register's already fired their pollster. She's been an excellent pollster in the past. She just got this one wrong. So I don't think the real problem is with the media. The real problem is with policies. And I think Trump should stick to those. And he's on the right track, according to about 65% of voters in polls who say that they like the transition and the way it's going so far.
Cal, we have seen big technology companies bend the knee to Donald Trump and turn up and do the handshakes and say they'll contribute to the inauguration. We've seen the media now capitulate in ABC. And as you said, there are other media outlets facing potential lawsuits for legitimate reporting and legitimate opinion of Donald Trump. What does it say about America that everybody seems to be just bending over backwards to mollify Donald Trump?
Well, a lot of them, of course, have regulations and other laws that apply to their businesses, taxes, these sorts of things. And they want to come down and do the equivalent in Mar-a-Lago of paying tribute to Trump, hoping that they will be able to assuage any anger that he may have toward them. You've got Zuckerberg of Meta, the parent company of Facebook, which unarguably was opposed to Trump and refused to print the New York Post story on Hunter Biden's laptop. And so they're all trying to make amends, fearing that Trump might take revenge against them. And that's the reason they're coming down, bowing the knee, kissing the ring, if not the butt.
What an image, Cal. Marion, if big social media are also not prepared to stand up to Donald Trump, are the courts the last bastion of hope for liberal America, in which we have seen Donald Trump lose the attempt to have the hush money case where Stormy Daniels got 100,000 euro to keep her quiet, where the courts are now saying, well, no, actually, Donald Trump, your immunity doesn't take into account personal activities?
Yeah, I think Judge Juan Marchand, who came out with this ruling, got it absolutely right. This was to do with Trump's personal bank accounts, with him moving around money. It had nothing to do with his job as president. He was trying to cover up a cover-up he carried out while he was running for president. So to me, it makes perfect sense that he would do this, and good for him. I suspect Trump will take to the Supreme Court. Who knows what way the Supreme Court will go, given their recent rulings, and speaking of obedience and preemptive obedience. But I think that was a good decision. I also think Louis Kaplan made the correct decision in clarifying yesterday that he would, the E. Jean Carroll case, that he refused to allow that an appeal, a further appeal on that. So I think that there are individual judges who are prepared to just, all they're doing is enforcing the law. You know, it's not like they're doing something that's renegade or that's revolutionary. They are literally just enforcing the law as it is on the statute books. It shouldn't be controversial. But I think just one last thing on the media thing. One thing Trump said yesterday during his press conference at Mar-a-Lago was that he shouldn't have to be bringing these cases. He's also suing Bob Woodward and the New York Times and the Washington Post, implying very strongly that it should be the Department of Justice. And let's hope that that isn't the next move, that the Department of Justice will start bringing these cases at his direction and funding them and paying for them, because that would be really chilling.
We just had one text in talking about this. Isn't it funny how those profess free speech the most only like it when it goes their way? Well, the courts actually found in that case that Trump was liable, and ABC News were commenting on it, and there was a subsequent clarification of the judge in that case as to what he was actually found liable for. But I want to move on to something else, and Cal, I think you might be able to explain this, because we're getting ready for the inauguration on the 20th of January, but this could be the second term. Would there be a third term for Donald Trump? Because Steve Bannon is floating it.
Well, I don't know how many people listen to Steve Bannon unless they're listening in caves somewhere in Idaho, but this is not going to happen. The 22nd Amendment to our Constitution, which was passed after Franklin Roosevelt won 4 terms, specifically states that no one can serve more than 2 terms as president. Now, there's been an argument whether that should mean 2 consecutive terms or Could there be a time in between, and that would be okay, so that if a person won a second term with the time in between the first one, then that would allow them to run for another one. I don't see how you do that legally, and I think it's just wishful thinking on the part of the Trump people who work.
Well, given,
worship him.
Given the way conventions have been ripped up, that people would accept results of elections and people haven't done that in recent years, who knows?
Well, yes, you can never say no about anything, but the Constitution is rather very clear on this, and anybody can read it. You know, you can Google the information, and it's right there. The language is very specific, and I don't know how you overcome that language.
Let's move on to the Democrats now, because, of course, still licking their wounds, maybe perhaps still in a little bit of shell shock at the result. And looking ahead to 2028, Marion, they're looking to do it all over again.
Yeah, well, you know, they've got to. I mean, that's how it works. Well, let's hope that's how it works, that you have elections every 4 years. So, there's a lot of talk about who is going to emerge as the new leader. There's a huge amount of talent on the Democratic bench at different levels.
And yet they're going back to Kamala Harris, maybe.
Well, you know, I guess they're probably, as we were just saying, the rule book has kind of been torn up a little bit in America. Before, if you lost and spent $1.5 billion losing, that's not a great look in 107 days. But I think that there is a feeling with Harris that, look, she ran a good campaign. It was Biden who did for her, really, by hanging on and hanging on until July and giving her 107 days to mount and run and launch a campaign. But you know what? I don't think that she will run again. I think she will run for governor of California, which I think would be a great job, a really prestigious job. And she's probably a bit of a shoe-in there. I think there are other candidates who will say it's time for somebody new, et cetera, et cetera. We need to move away from the old guard. We did dismally in 2024. And I think that, I think Josh Shapiro, the Pennsylvania governor, is the strongest candidate at the moment. I think Gretchen Whitmer is also a very strong candidate. Wes Moore, Maryland. Gavin Newsom has to be given a chance, although he is a little slick, I think, for a lot of people who are not coastal dwellers. So we'll see. But they are talking about it already. But I think that I don't know if there is, like, people are saying they have to totally change what they're doing. I mean, let's just see how this Trump term plays out. People may find that really what they voted for and what they get are two entirely different things. But, you know, of course, people are already moving towards that. But they're really subdued Democrats, I think, and shell-shocked and demoralized. They've been saying correctly on Capitol Hill, look, we're going to try and work with Trump. We're not coming in here to go into battle with him, but we are going to protect the Americans and we are going to protect the laws. And if he flouts those, then he will have a fight on his hands. I think that's an appropriate way to proceed, to give him the benefit of the doubt initially. And then when he inevitably, you know, fails to meet the minimum standards, then to hold him to account.
Cal, do you think, listening to some of the names Marion mentioned there, of, okay, it probably isn't going to be Kamala Harris, but the likes of Gavin Newsom, Gretchen Whitmer, these people are national figures. They've looked at them in America, they've looked at the Democratic Party and said no to the personalities and the policies, and that it's really back to the drawing board that Democrats need to do now.
Well, you're absolutely right, Ian, and it is about the policies more than the personalities. Frankly, I hope Kamala Harris runs again. She didn't win a single delegate and was first to withdraw in 2016. She did terribly, as Marion pointed out, spent a lot of money. Many Democrat donors are very angry, all the money they gave, and she was inarticulate, couldn't articulate a single policy that she would do differently than Joe Biden with our $36 trillion debt, open border, and so many other things.
Although I didn't hear Donald Trump talk about the debt a whole lot.
And I think that if I can continue, if you don't mind, I think that people are now focused on the policies. Now, if the policies work, if Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy actually are able to streamline the federal government, to get rid of programs that no longer work or are too expensive, I think he's going to get an awful lot of, and to build the wall, which Biden is selling off for a chump change on the dollar, the steel that was purchased with taxpayer money, then I think, a Republican, whoever it might be, whether it's J.D. Vance, the vice president, or somebody else, will be in a great position to run for president in 2028.
I'd love to argue the American economy and Donald Trump's fundamental misunderstanding of economics with you for much longer, Cal. But I just want to move on to a couple of other stories that are important, and they do involve national security and defence and what's going on in the world. And this is the appearance of drones, suspected unidentified aerial phenomena over parts of the United States. Is it real or is it hysteria, Marion?
Do you know, I don't know how to even answer that, Ian, because it's so bizarre. Look, we've had dozens of people who have reported seeing drones over New Jersey since about the middle of November. They say these drones are the size of cars, and people are saying, what are they, what are they? And people are freaking out. And, you know, the Department of Homeland Security and also John Kirby, the national security spokesman, who's usually a pretty straight shooter, have been saying, yeah, you know, we're confirming the sightings, but we think they might be aircraft commonly mistaken for drones. Well, there have been aircraft in the air forever, and I've never heard people coming out by the dozen saying these are drones the size of cars flying over our houses. The FBI also said, we advise you not to shoot them down if they're over your house. Well, you know, I mean, that's like, it's just getting more and more bizarre. They've been spotted, as I say, New Jersey, but also over New York and near Bedminster. They've also been spotted near security installations and military places. There's a feeling that the government should be, the Wall Street Journal, I think, was reported that they were seen for 17 days near a U.S. military facility in Virginia. So it seems to everyone that the government's taking a pretty relaxed approach to this, that they clearly know something maybe we don't know. Maybe this is a new form of AI that they're testing out. Maybe it's government stuff. But, you know, you'd think they could come out and say, look, everybody relax. These are either military things. This is research we're doing. But it's just too bizarre for it not to be something that has been explained.
Cal, have they not learned from the issue earlier on this year of the suspected, they shot down a spy balloon. They said it was coming from China.
That's right. And the problem with the credibility of the government is their stories keep changing. First, they said there was no information, no evidence of an international threat. And then that these did not suggest any threat to the public on the ground. Well, how do they know that if they don't know anything about it? One of my favorite reactions, the former governor of Maryland and defeated Senate candidate Larry Hogan said he saw one flying over his house in suburban Washington. Well, somebody from the administration said that wasn't a drone. That was the constellation Orion, which reminded me of the movie Men in Black, where the constellation is on Orion's belt. I mean, there's a lot of crazy stuff out there. Look, these can't all be airplanes. Some of them are fixed in position. Airplanes don't stop in the middle of the sky. And there's got to be an origin for these drones. They've got to have come from somewhere. There was a helicopter that was sent up, but I think the sheriff's office in the state of New Jersey. And according to the pilot, as soon as they got near the thing, it disappeared. It went away. How does that happen? So there are so many unanswered questions. And I watched part of 2001, A Space Odyssey last night on television. And I think those aliens may be real.
If the best they can do is a drone technology, how did they get here? Marion, Donald Trump seemed to be adding to this, saying, well, the American government know exactly what's going on. And if it's in somebody's basement or garage, they can go and run in and stop them. He's making it worse.
I'm still laughing at Cal's doo-doo-doo. That was very good, Cal. I think we've started our own little conspiracy gang here. This is, you know, Donald Trump never found something he couldn't inflate into a conspiracy. But I think in this case, he is right. The government needs to come out and tell us, for God's sake. As you know, there too many people have seen these things. Stop telling people they're airplanes or they're this or they're that. You know, there's clearly something. Or else say, we do not know what this is, but we are investigating it. You know, so we'll see. It does seem, the whole thing does seem a little bit ridiculous.
Actually, can I move on to a very serious point in the very brief time we have left, which is another school shooting in the United States. Marion, with the Democrats not holding any branch of government very shortly, the prospect of gun reform is gone.
Well, there was limited gun reform within the Biden administration, but there is an appetite. 70% of Americans do want gun reform, but we see again this time it was very unusually. I think Cal and those referenced that it's the second time that a female, a young girl, has been a school shooter. She went in, shot a teacher and another student, two others seriously injured, several more with non-threatening injuries. It's just another tragedy, and and the, you know, it's the, a 9mm pistol, they believe, was the weapon. And these things, this situation is not going to change while you have this number of guns in America and while you have so little investment in mental health. And it's just going to keep happening, unfortunately. And every time it's the same reaction. We hear the thoughts and prayers, the regrets, and the from the gun lobby, it's not guns that kill people, it's people that kill people, etc. While the left call for more gun regulation, nothing really seems to ever change, and we still have 40,000 to 60,000 gun deaths a year in America.
Cal, can I ask you something else? And just let's go back to the administration that's coming into place. How are people you're talking about generally feeling about Trump coming in and the prospects for America when you look at all the challenges that's going on?
Well, there's a lot of optimism, but of course, Congress has to go along, and the members of Congress, their first priority is to protect their own turf, to keep money flowing into their district so they can say, we're bringing home the bacon, and more than anything else, to get reelected. So while it's fine to have, for Republicans, control of all three branches of government, we've seen this happen before, and the agenda not really changed. So we'll see. I'm very encouraged of this Bureau of Government Efficiency and the Boj brothers, as somebody has referred to them. I mean, I think that's absolutely right to have outside auditors come in, but we'll see what happens. I mean, the Biden administration is trying to protect civil servants now from being discharged. And, they're, you know, 80%, I think, of people are still working remote, and Trump wants to bring them back in or discharge them. So, again, we'll see after January 20th. It'll certainly give us plenty to talk about in the new year.
Marion, briefly, the mood of people you're talking to, I say some of them aren't crossed over with some of Cal's sources.
I think Cal and I talked to a lot of the same people. I think that people are appalled by most of his cabinet choice. There's a couple of non-controversial ones, you know, the Treasury, which is important, and Secretary of State. I don't think Marco Rubio is going to do anything too radical. But I think RFK Jr., who's on the Hill today, trying to say he didn't say this, that, and the other about vaccines, and that he's fine with polio, vaccines. The fact that you have to say that as a potential health secretary is almost surreal. We still have Pete Hegseth limping around the Hill, despite all the accusations of sexual assault and drunkenness and everything else, still trying to get confirmed. Gabby Tulsert, even with Syria, big Assad sympathizer and a Putin sympathizer, she's still looking to become head of intelligence. And we have, of course, our president, who will be the first convicted felon, adjudicated sexual assailant, guilty of defamation, and also massive fraud, found civilly liable for massive fraud. So it's a real rogues gallery all in all. And I don't think that anybody thinks this is the 18, but we'll see how it all plays out.
Cal Thomas, Marion McKeown, happy Christmas to both of you, and thank you very much for your contribution today.
The Last Word on Today FM.
Hell's gates are open. Get ready to save humanity in Diablo 4, Vessel of Hatred. Continue the saga and carve your own path through Sanctuary's cursed lands with massive updates to character progression, difficulties, and loot systems for powerful demon-slaying action. Unleash fierce skills as you embark on an immersive campaign, tackle new co-op dungeons, and team up with allies using the new Party Finder. Hell awaits you. Get Diablo 4 and the new expansion Vessel of Hatred available now in the Diablo 4 expansion bundle, rated M for mature.